recent event in this ongoing magmatic intrusion was a magnitude 5 earthquake that occurred just around 10:31 this morning, Hawaii time. And the ground shaking during the magnitude 5 earthquake caused rock falls within Pu'o'o, and that kicked up this dust plume or ash plume that could be seen from quite a distance. And it was kind of reddish brown in color because the rocks up on Pu'o'o are oxidized and kind of a reddish brown color. So it made sense that the plume was kind of a reddish brown color. So as far as the intrusion, the seismicity and deformation are somewhat diminished from yesterday, but they have not stopped. So the situation, it's still an active situation. And while, you know, an intrusion does not mean 100% that there will be an eruption, there is a possibility of an eruption. And so we're hoping that people will stay vigilant and heed Hawaii County civil defense messages to be prepared for a possible eruption. I think the last time we talked, this summit eruption had not seemed to notice that there was all this activity happening out on the East Rift Zone, but we have seen a change in the summit eruption. The summit switched to deflation, and in concert with that, the lava lake has dropped. Overnight, it dropped about 30 meters, over 100 feet.
Wow, so what does that mean?
Well, it just means that the summit magmatic system is also depressurizing, and that the magma that was pressurizing that system may now be moving down the East Rift Zone.
So it's very possible that all that is moving in the East Rift Zone?
It could be, yeah, it could be.
But can't say that for sure.
Yeah, we can't really say it for sure. We're still in this wait and watch mode to see really what's happening with the volcano overall, because there's definitely a connection between the summit and the East Rift Zone.